Caroline Cann joined by Matt Taylor and Kevin Bowen, and we're going to do a little bit of celebrating on this set because Frank Gore turned 34, and so we got to celebrate this guy. He continues to prove again and again that age is just a number.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to go down in NFL history as one of the most durable, one of the most productive running backs that this league has ever seen. I mean, this is a guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer, the 92 straight starts at the age of 34. It's pretty remarkable what Frank Gore has done now in his 13th NFL season.
And his running style is timeless. You know, just hit the hole and get right after it. And Frank the Tank knows no limits, no age, and we're looking for another 1,000-yard season from the Colts running back.
It'll be crazy. 34 years old, entering into another very productive season. So to celebrate that, we're going to do a little bit of up-close top 30s. With all these lists coming out, top 100 players, we're going to do our top players over the age of 30 who continue to be productive in the NFL. And this is this week's Speedway Scouting Report. So I will kick things off. There's many criteria that can be in this. I chose to stay away from Colts because I think you guys took some Colts off of this list. But I'm going with Steve Smith, DeMarcus Ware, and Joe Thomas. That last one may be raising some eyebrows at tackle on your list. But here's why. So Steve Smith, I'm going from 2009 once he became 30 years old. He has had over 13,000 yards, 92 touchdowns, and three seasons over 1,000 yards. And what I love the most is after he was released by the Panthers, goes to the Ravens, he has a 1,000-yard season. I just love it. A older guy that's still saying, wait a minute, I still got it. You lost me, but the Baltimore Ravens picked me up and got me. And then looking at DeMarcus Ware, outside linebacker, he goes from Dallas to Denver, changes schemes of defense, and then he's super productive as outside linebacker. The Colts probably don't love looking at last season because he kind of sealed the deal for Denver when the Colts were in Colorado for last year's game. And then finally, Joe Thomas. Let me tell you why I love this guy, because he has played 160 games since entering into the league, and that is every single game that he could have started and could have played. And on the offensive line, that's what you need. Consistency, it's all about continuity. And the Cleveland Browns haven't had to worry about one guy for 10 seasons. So that's incredible. Those are my three. Handing it off to you guys. Who did you pick as your top three? Of course, Frank Gore is sitting on the top of this list. You couldn't pick Frank right. Gore on this. He's right. Number one. So this is two through four. Who you got?
Well, it's all about the quarterbacks in the NFL. So there's also some really strong ones, age 30 and older. Obviously, Ben Roethlisberger at 35. Tom Brady will be 40 next season, and Aaron Rodgers at age 33, like fine wines. Ben Roethlisberger has had some of his best games, unfortunately, throughout his career against the Indianapolis Colts. The last three times the Colts have played the Steelers, they've outscored them 124-51, and you're looking at 13 touchdowns from Roethlisberger in that time span. Tom Brady, he's 40, but he looks like 22. Such a charmed life. He's got the wife, the wardrobe, the good looks, everything you can possibly imagine. Tom Brady has it. And then you have Aaron Rodgers, who's 33 years old. And Kevin, you and I were up in the press box before the Colts and Packers doing the pregame show. Right. And we were looking at Aaron Rodgers, and just we were amazed at at the older he gets, it seems like his arm gets stronger, and that seems illogical, but just the zip on his ball is just so fascinating to watch, and he's a gunslinger and one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, Sorgi was in awe watching Aaron Rodgers fling around during warm-ups.
Which we all are. All right, so there's our top three. Top three, take it away, Kevin Bowen.
Yeah, I'm going to the few retired players, kind of in NFL history, Emmitt Smith.
He went the real old route.
Yeah.
You did like a top 40.
It's like the AARP list, you know?
I wanted to go with Emmitt Smith because, like Frank Gore, we think of Frank Gore as kind of the gold standard for a running back over the age of 30. Really, Emmitt Smith was that guy before. For Frank Gore, since 1999, only one running back age 34 or older has rushed for more than 500 yards in a season. That was Emmitt Smith. Back in 2004, he did that, almost had a 1,000-yard season. So Frank Gore is trying to join that list with Emmitt Smith. And then you got to go right here in this very building, and Adam Vinatieri kicking, I think, at the highest level of any point in his 22 seasons in the NFL. He actually led the league last year in average field goal distance. His field goals averaged 43 yards, kind of fitting. That was his 43-year-old season last year. And then rounding out my list is Charles Woodson. I think what's really impressive about guys like Smith and Woodson, they're doing it at positions where age should be exposed. You know, Charles Woodson, a guy that was a cornerback, transitioned to safety. He was an All-Pro in 2015 at the age of 39. He had 8 All-Pro seasons. 5 of them north of the age of 30. So very impressive what a guy like Charles Woodson and Emmitt Smith did at positions where when you get older, teams don't want any part of you. Those guys were all pros north of the age of 30.
9 guys over the age of 30 in the NFL that we picked to be on our list. But what I love most about all of these lists is who we just deemed on top of it. Frank Gore, he's productive on the field. He's my favorite person in the press room because he always has quite an entertaining time with the media trying to tell him that age is just a number and it's not a number I'm really paying attention to. But there you have it, our top 30 list